Good morning, everyone. This is Ephraim Eve Talks Bitcoin, and welcome to another episode of this show. So, we have a Bitcoin currently sitting at $60,790. That's a percentage change of plus 2.9% in the past 24 hours. And yeah, we are consolidating. We are consolidating above 60K, which is fantastic to see. That's really all I want to see on Bitcoin, honestly, that it stays above 60, and if it drops below, that it doesn't crash through 55. And as long as we're in this region and we get a crab walk or a phase of consolidation and giving the altcoins some time and some space to move, I'm very happy. That the market conditions like that are the market conditions that I want to see for the altcoins to flourish in, right? And yeah. For me, Bitcoin is just too volatile right now, so there is literally nothing to trade on there, right? There are some other coins that are moving, so let's discuss Ethereum. Ethereum is currently sitting at $4,317. That's a percentage change of plus 7.4% in the past 24 hours. If you have a look on the daily time frame, you can see that that Ethereum is literally hitting on its all-time high right now. It even set a new all-time high. It went all above $4,400 that it hasn't done before yet. We hit on $4,405, and then we saw some consolidation, and now we are seeing some sell-off, which is a fantastic sign. I mean, there wasn't any stop losses that were being hit when it went above $4,400. So I don't really see a barrier sitting there. All we need to do now is to find out where this trade is happening and how we can enter this trade during this time. So the chart I'm looking at right now is the 1 hour time frame. Even though I don't really see the 1 hour time frame playing out, it probably is more likely to be the 2 hour time frame, where we just had a new open at 10 o'clock, so that's 11 minutes ago from now. If we get another 2 hour, if we get that 2 hour closing as it is right now, so a very small green candle right there in the zone of the cradle zone, and the second 2 hour that looks more bullish, that could potentially be a very good trade. I was mentioning also on my podcast that I was trading the drops below 4K of Ethereum, right? And this has played out very well until now. Some of my first trades that I took, and I'm very happy with my position. So yeah, always a very good sign. As we had Ethereum jumping above 4K very abruptly, and I knew that pullback onto 4K had to happen. That's the same with Bitcoin. When it crashed through its all-time high, we had that pullback happening. We had to have that pullback happening onto 60K. That was just something that needed to be done. Very nice to see that Ethereum is going, and I really see the potential for Ethereum reaching 5 to 6K within a few months from here. So very excited to find out where this market is going. ADA is the next coin we're going to talk about. ADA is currently sitting at $2, spot on. That's a percentage change of plus 1.8% in the past 24 hours. And we had a hard sell-off on ADA. We had a sell-off of around 20% in 2 4-hour candles, right? Pretty erupt, in my opinion. So nothing for me to trade there, because since it still looks super volatile. Next coin is XRP. XRP is currently sitting at $1.06. That's a percentage change of plus 1% in the past 24 hours. And nothing on XRP either. I mean, it doesn't matter on which chart you're trying to reflect this. There is absolutely nothing to trade be traded there right now. So therefore, we're moving on. Next coin is BNB. BNB is moving, even though it has some very volatile candles. We are currently sitting at 493, sorry, $494. That's a percentage change of plus 5% in the past 24 hours. Have a look on the daily time frame. You know what I mean with volatile candles. I really like the daily structure, though. However, this could really potentially be something, I guess. Even though it doesn't look perfect, the chart is still in an uptrend. If you get that higher high above $505 for BNB, this chart really could play out to be a very nice trade. The weekly time frame is quite confusing on the coin right now. I'd rather be waiting to get some red weekly. If I'd be seeking a long-term position on BNB, but I definitely see this happening, and I definitely see BNB positioning itself for a good long-term trade. Next coin is XLM. XLM, just have a look on the weekly time frame. The weekly time frame really indicates us that there is a lot of low side potential in the coin. Have a look on the daily time frame. We had a very volatile daily time frame and no recovery on XLM, so there is absolutely nothing for me to trade on this coin. We're gonna continue. Next coin is Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin Cash structure looks the same on the daily time frame and on the weekly time frame, therefore, as XLM. So I'm gonna move on. Next coin is Litecoin. Litecoin is currently sitting at $190 as a percentage change of plus 3.2% in the past 24 hours. And it really starts to bother me that Litecoin doesn't hit on that 200 level and stays above it for a long time. It's just quite frustrating to see, in my opinion. Nothing much for me to trade right there. The weekly time frame might have something in there. I'd be rather waiting for a new opening, to be honest. I mean, it's not far from here. That's only 2 days left, right? 3 days, including this one. So, I'm going to sit this out and just let the market develop itself and then maybe take some market action if I feel like it. We have Link. Link currently sitting at $31.30. That's a percentage change of plus 4.2% in the past 24 hours. And I really like the weekly time frame on Link. And the daily time frame too. We had that erratic pullback right there into the cradle zone. Now we had that green candle yesterday, and hopefully the green candle we have nowadays extends itself further. So we really get some nice price action on it that is potentially be very tradable, right? So these are the coins I wanted to talk about today. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. There are some coins out there that are very tradable right now, such as Ethereum and stuff like that. So I hope you guys are taking some market action. Otherwise, keep on hanging in there. I guess we are moving into market territory that looks much better than the market territory we saw last week. We have that volatility coming back, as we saw with that drop, but we have also the buy side still in the markets that is always buying those drops completely off, right? That is very nice to see. As long as we have that volatility and that price action, it's not problematic as long as it doesn't just go into one way, right? Perfect. So enjoy your day, guys. Have a fantastic one. Bye-bye.